Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. It is April 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed our two of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. That's our claim to fame on your radio. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it. How's that? Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. We are indeed live from chilly Montevallo, Alabama. Normally, we're live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. But no, we're live from the beautiful village, American Village, in Montevallo, Alabama. 200 acres of incredible historical relevance, of incredible, replica, if you will, of buildings, of understanding, of education, of solutions. And that's really what we like to talk about on your radio. This is Solutions Radio. It's all about the solutions, ladies and gentlemen. American Village of Alabama is really, really doing a phenomenal job. Sam continues live from American Village in Montevallo, Alabama. AmericanVillage.org is the website to learn about the incredible village. Well, the village, created by Tom Walker, is so riveting, so patriotic, so fundamental that folks in the West learned about it and took notice, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis Levitt was with us last hour. He's president of UnitedWePledge.org. And United We Pledge is a nonprofit organization that really wants to bring back America, the traditional values in the likeness of our founding fathers. All right. And they're putting together this incredible V2V run, is what we're calling it. Village to Village, American Village in Montevallo, all the way to the new American Village, which is being built and constructed and planned as we speak. It's supposed to be done in 2026. So it'll be a several year project. But Tom's going to run all the way from village to village starting today, mimicking the shot heard around the world, but it's a run that hopefully is going to be heard around the world, ladies and gentlemen. As we pledge our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor to the sacred cause of liberty, Tom Jones, a well-known extreme athlete in the ultra-endurance world, will make this run 76. Interesting number, right? You got to dig it. 76 marathons in 76 days. We're here for the kickoff, and we'll also be there, ladies and gentlemen. We will be there for the, I don't know if you call it the landing, but when he finishes his run in Hurricane, Utah, where the American Village of the West will be built, we're going to be there. Now, Tom is also known as Mr. Quick Proof. The guy just will not quit. The guy's got a mind above matter, if you will. And he puts freedom above fortune also. And so just an incredible guy. And we're going to be following weekly and keeping up on what he's doing in his run as he goes about this incredible feat, defying the odds. He just will not quit. We're excited to be part of this incredible event. Now, the American Village in Montevallo, Alabama is incredible. And it's really an educational center like no other. There's nothing like it that I know of, not only in America, but in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Their unique ability to bring the founding era forward is, it's crazy. I don't know how to describe it. You got to come and be here to learn about it, folks. I won't do it justice is what I'm telling you. But they've got actors and actresses and people that do role plays and get you kind of an understanding of our founding era, what it was like, what it was about, how it relates to you and I, and a whole lot more. Abigail Adams is now with me. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Tell me, how do you guys do this? It becomes unreal. You leave the world and you come to this American Village and you get transported, don't you?
Well, we certainly like to think of this as a place where the past and the present meet and we can find common ground.
And that's for everybody? Not just some people and just a few? Or to everybody?
Absolutely. For everyone, most certainly.
All right. Tell me about your life, Abigail.
Well, currently, I have been at home alone with our children, really, for the last 3 years because my husband, Mr. John Adams, is a Massachusetts delegate to our Continental Congress in Philadelphia. Now, are you familiar with the business of our Congress?
I'm not.
Well, they are delegates coming from nearly every colony or state in the land, and they meet in Philadelphia, and they have the task of trying to decide what steps America will take as we proceed in this conflict with Britain. Now, I must say this separation has been the greatest trial I have experienced during my life, being without my dearest friend, having to try to live on my own and do so many things that I am unfamiliar with, of course, but I think that is the greatest contribution I can also make to our cause for liberty. For if we're going to be successful in standing against England, winning our freedom, it's going to take sacrifice from all of us. But I believe it's our patriotic duty to make these sacrifices and to serve the public good in every way that we are able, but it's not easy.
When you say do things you're not really familiar with or comfortable with, you're certainly out of your comfort zone. What are those things? What do you refer to?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is farming. Now, I will say this. Our farm is very small. We have but 10 acres. But Mr. Adams dealt entirely with that business before he left. And now the task falls to me, and I certainly feel unequal to the cares that fall upon me there. Now, we have several hired laborers that work the land, but the difficulty that I am having is that they only want to listen to Mr. Adams instead of me. The post is so very slow. I write to him. I ask for advice. I don't receive answers, and so I am left with it all on my own, trying to negotiate with these gentlemen and learn about mud marsh. That is something that I am still deficient in, apparently.
Mud marsh, that's not food?
Hopefully not, sir. Hopefully not.
What are your thoughts on this contest?
Between America and England?
Yes.
Well, if you look at it in one sense, we Americans are having to stand against the mightiest army that walks the face of the earth. And it seems to be a contest that maybe in one sense cannot be won. But I will tell you this, sir. We fight for something. We have a belief in our cause. We are the heroes. We Americans, we believe in liberty. We are motivated by reason and virtue, while Great Britain, the villain, attempts to suppress this based on passion and corrupting power. For we Americans are a virtuous people, and I feel that will ultimately be our triumph. And those of us that are patriots, we have to wholeheartedly believe in our cause in that way. And I feel that that is something that will carry us through, can carry us through, well, that and hopefully an alliance with France. There have been some talks of such a thing. But we have united in this common cause, finally, and we must see it through. Every man, woman, child, we must do what we can to make it successful, for we have devoted our very lives to it.
Let's be very clear, too. This is not something that was an overnight deal. This has been a long time in the making, huh?
A very long time coming, sir. Very long time coming. I will tell you this. Back in 1765, when Britain first issued the Stamp Act, and we were enraged over that and thought it to be rather unfair for a variety of reasons, none of us ever imagined that we were beginning to walk down a path that would eventually lead us to a separation.
Because if you had, you might not even take it on the venture, huh?
Well, something like that, it cannot happen overnight. Honestly, that was a seed planted over 10 years ago, and the revolution began as a change in the minds and the hearts of the American people. And honestly, one of the things that really began to sway my sentiments towards that was the pamphlet Common Sense by Mr. Thomas Paine. I read that back in January of 1776, last year, and it really caused me to think differently in a more broad sense about independence, about the role of people in America as we proceed.
Not only that it's real, but that it is possible, right?
That it is possible and that it does, in fact, make sense when you really look at the situation.
In fact, it makes so much sense, it's hard to see it at first, huh?
It takes much common sense, as I said.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your husband. I know he's away, and no one knows his mind like you do. What are the thoughts of John Adams?
Well, The thoughts of John Adams are made well known to anyone who comes in contact with him. He struggles in the Congress. He is a man who is very quick to speak his mind and not think about it first. He reacts.
There's a few of us that have that problem.
Well, and he speaks from the heart. People like that do. They have very strong opinions. He certainly does. And that has caused him several struggles and conflict in the Congress. But he has really done tremendous work in the Congress to unite the colonies in the separation that we were able to unite in order to adopt the Declaration of Independence. You see, those of us living in the northern colonies, in New England, in Massachusetts, where we saw the greatest seat of, we were the greatest seat of war and discontent for 10 years, really, our cause to separate was more urgent than those who perhaps lived in the South and hadn't directly experienced as much as we had. So it was my husband's aim to help George Washington become Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, to have someone from the South take on that role, to have Thomas Jefferson write the Declaration of Independence, to unite these minds from these different parts of the colonies to really help the common cause. And so his thoughts have really been of that nature, I would say.
It's easy to focus on the men. How about the women? You're one of the leaders, one of the involved and engaged more than you may have even ever bargained for, but tell me the minds of the women.
Well, like I mentioned, we are finding ourselves in these new and unfamiliar roles and situations that we didn't previously imagine we would be in. And I will say for me and for the other ladies that I know in Massachusetts, it's easy for our lives and our existences to feel small. We are confined to certain locations and areas and daily routines, and it becomes so repetitive and we feel like we're alone. But in the bigger sense, we have to remember that in doing this, we are contributing, making our greatest contribution to the common cause. But now that we are experiencing a more, I suppose, independent existence on our own with our husbands being away, it's hard to imagine everything reverting back to the way that it was before the struggle for independence began. So as America evolves, I feel the role of women can't help but evolve in some way, perhaps on better, more equal footing. I did write some strong words to my husband about that last year in the months preceding our Declaration of Independence.
But that's the necessity when freedom becomes the prevailing issue, though. That becomes necessity, right?
Well, it does. It does to a certain degree. It's hard to declare it in one aspect for one people and then think to deny it to others.
It's the natural order of God for that to happen, though.
Well, yes, I think it is a process that will evolve, and I do have faith that one day, if we are fortunate enough to earn the chance to create our ideal America, we will have a government and a Congress that will really act on, in the best interest of all America's citizenry.
This may be a hard question to answer because none of us know the future, right? We pray the world turns upside down, obviously, for the revolution and the success thereof. But what will you say to future Americans? You know, George Washington often thought about this and thinks about this. And what are your thoughts for future Americans?
I think about the future a great deal, sir, and honestly. And it is my hope and my earnest prayer that all future generations will learn of the troubles and the sacrifices, the paths that we had to walk down to hopefully earn freedom for Americans, and that they will always remember the gift that they have been given if we are in fact successful, so that that gift can be continually passed down to future generations of Americans.
When we started out, Abigail, you mentioned children.
Yes.
How are the children dealing with the revolution?
I think they fare rather well. They really do. They're receiving a good education. They believe wholeheartedly in it. My son Johnny, my goodness, back when he was just 10 years old, he was ready to seize a musket and take on the role of a soldier and march and fight. But the thing that concerns me the most about them in regards to the revolution is the absence of their father. We know not how long this will continue. And my husband and I have had many difficult conversations on public duty versus private happiness and family, and I can't deny him the role he is meant to play, but I am concerned about the effect that it has on the children, having such an influential figure in their lives be gone for so long.
God has a way of resolving these concerns, though, doesn't he?
Indeed. That is my hope and prayer and my belief, yes, that all will be made right in the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail Adams doing a phenomenal job. She is one of the... tell me your role at American Village.
My role, sir? Well, all I can say is just that of a housewife and mother and a true patriot.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Abigail Adams doing a phenomenal job helping people truly gain an understanding, as you said, the past meets the present as we forge the future together. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Abigail Adams, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. American Village is a place to be. They do tours. They really help people understand the educational opportunities, et cetera. AmericanVillage.org is the website. Now, UnitedWePledge.org is the website to keep track of Tom's runs. Tom's gearing up to run, and we were able to get his photographer to join us on the radio, too. I guess it's more than photography these days, isn't it? Welcome. Oh, okay. We're grabbing him really quick here. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is live. We are in Alabama, literally live from Montevallo, Alabama. And man, it is a freezing morning. It's a little bit windy. If you hear the wind in the background, it's because we are literally live outside getting ready. They're about to do the kickoff for Tom's Run. They've got a program that they're going to do here as well. There's going to be some speakers, from what I understand, some a little program to kind of kick this off. It's going to be exciting. All right, are we ready?
Yep.
All right, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, now give me your name.
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And you've been with Tom for what, 27 years?
Oh, no, not quite that long. He and I have been together for about since last July.
Okay, it's his trainer. I guess it's his food. What do they call that person?
His chef, masseuse,
doctor,
chiropractor, everything goes to make sure that Tom can get up and move every day. So.
All right, and then you take recordings of all the movement.
Yep, I do photos, I do video, any way I can to document the trials and tribulations that Tom and all of us will be experiencing as we journey.
All right, how did you learn about Tom?
So I connected to Tom through a mutual military friend, a Navy guy, and we connected last summer, and as Tom was working on getting better and stronger and trying to kind of revamp his image, he and I started to work together, so... That's how we initially connected.
All right, what do you consider your official title then, in social media or what is
it? Filmmaker.
Filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys going to make films of this stuff?
Yes, sir. We're going to do short films. Hopefully, out of this, we'll get a documentary. Because who can say that somebody's ran across America essentially marathon a day for 76 days? So we're hoping to find something deeper story wise to kind of compel everyone to go out and do what they can to be a better person.
You know, I'm kind of everybody in media, whether you're a singer, songwriter, a filmmaker, talk show host, whatever else, it's about stories. It's mm-hmm. about dreams. It's about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think telling the dream is really the key. The dream for us all. In other words, Tom dreams about his service and his extreme athletic realities. Your dream is a filmmaker. My dream is a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Walker's dream of creating American Village. You know, every one of us have these gifts and these talents, but really it's as we realize our dream, it becomes part of this great synergistic whole, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, absolutely. Everybody is their own main character in their own story, right? And depending on how you address trials and tribulations and the calls to action, you may or may not miss it. And hopefully you take that step in the right direction and create your own story that you can pass on to your own family and friends to help inspire other generations, because we are all unique individuals and we all have our own paths, and that's the only way you get better is by learning from each other.
Reality TV, as you know, is a thing. People love to watch these hardcore endurance things and everything else. How gritty is your coverage going to be, Ryan?
I'm going to cover everything that I can cover. So blood, sweat, tears, smiles, injuries, whatever. What's a unique part of this documentary and the shoot is not only am I capturing that in all of its honesty, however, at the same time, I have to make sure that I'm there for Tom. I'm pacing along with him in the vehicle. I'm making sure that he's good. So to do that, I'm going to have GoPro cameras and other things kind of set up so that way if things hit the fan that we got to address, we'll hopefully capture everything, because what he's doing is truly amazing. And there's going to be blood, I bet. There's going to be sweat. There's going to be tears. And people need to see what it means to be a patriot to Tom, you know.
As you document this, how is it going to be a story-like documentary, or is it going to be factual? Give me a kind of an idea of how you're going to present this thing.
It's going to be a combination of factual and story. I mean, we've heard Tom's story in general, and I've gotten that. And it'll be as factual as it can be, because that's what I'm capturing. We want to show everything and not fluff anything up or downplay anything. So factual storytelling and getting some creative shots while we're out there. We've got a drone, so we can try to get some unique, beautiful scenery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, try to be an Ansel Adams of the modern century, but that's a lot to try to do.
Yeah, but if you have a drone and you have a lot of GoPro cameras and you can get multiple fields of real time can do some wonders.
Mm-hmm. It's all about embracing the technology that we have, right? So I'm a one-man band, so I've got to use what I got. And depending on our internet connection, one of the ways I'll be doing it is shooting it on my phone. So that way we can get instant things up, and then when we have a minute, I can sit down and do something a little bit more produced.
And the website primarily is going to be for this. It's going to be
UnitedWePledge.org. You can track him there. And then on social media, United We Pledge, QuitProof One. That's also Tom Jones. So all of those are going to be intermixed so you can see what we're doing as we travel.
And it's going to be United We Pledge is the hashtag, too, on Instagram and on Facebook and everywhere
Facebook,
else, right?
Everywhere. Yep. That is correct.
All right. Are people going to be tweeting?
We have a social media team behind us. So I'm more of the art guy. So we have we've got a great team member, back west, Sky. She's our social media person, so she will be TikToking all of our stuff, Instagram, Facebook. I'm tweeting away.
Get some cool stuff for TikTok. That's gonna blow the world up, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, we're embracing anything that we can to get the word out about the American Village, and then what Tom's doing to make sure that it gets started.
All right, Tom's nickname, what it, never quit?
Quitproof.
Quitproof. What's your nickname?
My nickname is Murph and Turf. That's the nickname that I got in college, but that doesn't have a nice grab to it. Quitproof is phenomenal.
Well, Quitproof, and it's all on camera. Right?
Exactly.
All right, there you have it. What do you want to say to America? Is this a patriotic thing for you too, Ryan?
100%. This is patriotism. It's important to know our history, the good and the bad. That way we as a people can have a common foundation and grow together and build. If we don't have a common foundation, where are we going to go?
Ryan, where do people watch for the film as it starts to evolve and come forward? Where do people watch for that?
Just keep checking on Instagram or UnitedWePledge.org, and hopefully you'll be able to get some good images and photos and video.
Ryan, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.
Our prayers are with you as you travel with Tom.
Janet, thank you.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. We are live from Montevallo, Alabama, AmericanVillage.org on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky announced Monday that Russia's offensive in the Donbass region had begun, starting a second phase of the war in eastern Ukraine. As Zelensky warned the world, Russia may use low-yielding nuclear weapons. President Putin Monday said the sanctions against his country have failed, and countries that support them have high inflation and high unemployment. On Monday, a federal judge overturned the U.S. government's mask mandate on airplanes, trains, and other public transportation, calling it an overreach by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
USFL football week two kicks off Friday afternoon as Michigan Panthers take on the New Jersey Generals. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The flight debut of NASA's Mega Moon rocket faces additional delays after many failed fueling tests. NASA said Monday it will be challenging to meet a launch window in early to mid-June. The next opportunity to send an empty capsule to the moon on a test flight will now be at the end of June or July. The 30-story rocket has been on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center for the past month. It will return to the hangar next week for valve and fuel leak repairs. Ukraine has taken the next step to join the European Union.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
All right. Happy to have you back, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live from AmericanVillage.org in Montevallo, Alabama. With me now is Kathy Smith, president of the Loving Liberty Radio Networks and Loving Liberty Networks, LovingLiberty.net. Kathy, welcome back and glad to have you live in Montevallo.
Thank you, Sam. I'm so glad that we're here today. This is so exciting.
I want you to look around and just describe what you see.
Can
you
do that for me? Oh, my gosh. Yes. So we're in Alabama where we're surrounded by green forest, green grass, beautiful blue sky today, beautiful little lake here to my left, and we're sitting right in front of Independence Hall at the American Village. We've been planning this for a couple of months, thanks to our friends at United We Pledge. I got to know them just in February, and here we are 2 months later, on the day the shot was heard around the world, April 19th. I met Dennis Levitt, and in St. George, Washington County, Utah, at a Lincoln Day dinner. And when I understood what their vision is at United We Pledge, I thought, this is just something I want to be a part of. We at Loving Liberty Network want to help. We want to bring our allies on board to support this great cause of educating our youth, especially, but anyone who comes to the American Village of the West is going to have the same experience that we're having here today. There's some wonderful reenactors. We just heard from Abigail Adams, who you just feel like you've stepped back in time and you get a chance to know Abigail Adams and through her husband, John.
Yeah, it's incredible. They've got tours here. The folks went on a tour yesterday from United We Pledge, and we're going on the tour here in just a little bit. But I've been walking around this campus and meeting people and talking to people, and the replicas they've got here are shocking.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. This beautiful brick building, and the founder of this American Village is Tom Walker. I've heard so much about him. Can't wait to meet him today. We've brought our Loving Liberty team, and I appreciate you, Sam, and your team broadcasting live here today. It's just great to be a part of it. Anything that promotes God, family, and country and the sacred cause of liberty, you know, who doesn't love liberty if they really stop and think about it? And our allies at the Loving Liberty Network are going to be excited to be part of this wonderful building of the American Village in the West and the Freedom Summits that United We Pledge is doing with high school students. That's just our mission, too. We want to help any way that we can.
You know, these educational summits they're doing, I was told by Dennis over 100,000 kids come per year to this thing.
Yes.
I mean, what an incredible treasure trove of opportunity and education. And, you know, people leave different.
Yes.
Kathy.
Yes. They're converted. Their hearts are touched. That happened for me when I was 19 years old and I took my first Constitution class thanks to my husband, Bert Smith, had classes organized in Ogden. And I thought, where have I been? I was an AP history student and I didn't understand the Constitution or America's founding like I did then. It's just once your heart is touched with this program of liberty, you're a different person and you never go back. You're changed forever. It set me on the course of my life. And here I am, you know, almost 50 years later, still promoting liberty.
Well, the associations that Loving Liberty Networks has been able to garner over the years is just incredible. This event, this runner, you get Tom, you get American Village, you get United We Pledge, you get, I mean, the involvement and the associations are just growing. Like, it's unbelievable.
I feel like that's the greatest blessing of my life, is to have good work to do and be surrounded by great people. And every day, I thank my Heavenly Father for that.
And great people at American Village abound, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what makes them great, though. It's their humility. It's their average people. When you talk to them, they're not rock stars. It's not about them. It's about the mission we're all on, Kathy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to teach, especially our young people. But, you know, our adults are illiterate about the Constitution, too. So we're all children when it comes to understanding the republic that our government is. You know, we hear people talking about democracy all the time, which is just mob rule. We don't want that. You know, our founding fathers gave us a republic and a constitutional republic. And so our goal at Loving Liberty is any way we can through our radio network or our Liberty Hall venue in northern Utah, our website, things that we sponsor and promote and partner and support, like United We Pledge, anything we can do to promote the principles of liberty, free markets, constitutional government, limited government, the proper role of government, individual responsibility, religious freedom, that's private property. We're all about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot to be about when it comes to this, because of who we are, because of our incredible rich history. And our goal is to preserve that. You know, it seems to be lost in modern day society and schools and everything else. Our goal is to bring it back, Kathy.
Well, and I think the majority of Americans and people all around the world, those are the things that they love and value, those traditional values of freedom and liberty and responsibility and hard work and taking care of their families. That's what we all believe in. We just want to be left alone to produce and to enjoy the labor of our own two hands. That's what the founders meant when they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everyone wants that. And so that's what we're about at Loving Liberty.
And the interesting thing is, no matter the race, no matter the religion, no matter the political viewpoints or whatever else, what you're saying is true for everyone. We want to make that very clear, Kathy.
Absolutely. That's what the founders had in mind. They knew that this wasn't a government they were establishing just for the American people. They knew this was inspired for the entire world.
Excellent. Kathy, what do you think as you come here? What stands out to you as the most riveting? I asked Dennis this question, too. He said driving up and seeing kind of the village itself, just seeing the landscape lay before him was kind of one of the most humbling but yet inspiring things for him.
Yeah, absolutely. We just pulled up at 7 o'clock this morning, just after sunrise, and it's just such a beautiful setting. We've got a friend here who just pulled up, too, and it's thanks to Mark Herr, who's sitting right here next to me from the Center for Self-Governance. Thanks to Mark, I got to meet Dennis Levitt, so we'll want to give Mark some time, all the rest of my time. I gladly give up some my time right here to Mark Herr.
All right, before we talk to Mark, though, I want to really bring up this story because it's a story that just broke in the news today, Kathy. Utah to be named as the state with the best economic outlook for the 15th year in a row. They say Utah's red hot economy is really going to gangbusters. And they talk about the state's competitiveness. They got what's called a competitiveness index with the different states. And it compares its forecast for all 50 states across 15 different metrics or variables, if you will. And there's a lot of the different, in the 15 variables, it talks about what they call regulatory policy, how much debt a given state holds, if you will, workmen's compensation rates for employees, mortality rates, GDP, tax burdens, how the schools are actually doing, et cetera. There's a lot that goes into this. But they say we have a great quality of life, and that's why I think our economic outlook is so good, because people tend to vote with their feet. They tend to move the jobs with great economies, and et cetera. It's not only jobs, but it's family-supporting jobs. There's a lot said here that I think is worthy of a response, Kathy.
Well, I think our work ethic, of course, in Utah, family values, just a strong, there's a strong sense of volunteerism in Utah as well. I used to be the director of the Commission on Volunteers for the state of Utah. And, you know, Tennessee's license plate says the volunteer state, but it really should be on Utah's license plates because Utah ranks number one in volunteerism and, you know, charitable giving. So people want to give back to their communities, either with their time or their resources, and they value strong communities and strong neighborhoods. You know, if you drive up and down the Wasatch Front, you can see all the building that's going on. Of course, that's happening all around the country. So this is the place to be. Come to the United States. But first, make sure you come to the American Village here in Montevallo, Alabama. And I'm just excited to see what's going to happen when we have the American Village of the West.
Well, and I really highlight this because, you know, true economics follow people who understand charity. Tom Walker really thought of this from a charitable point of view, not a I want to get rich or I want to be a rock star or anything else. It's about the charity. And not only are Utahns known for some of the greatest volunteerism in the world, but we're also Utah citizens were voted number one for their charitable giving as well. Hey, building the American Village of the West just makes sense, right?
It does. It's great to rub shoulders with people who are mission-driven, like Tom Jones said earlier in your show today about understanding what your purpose is in life. You know, I think that's one of the greatest blessings is to understand why you're here and what your purpose is and how you can give back. So I love being surrounded by people who understand their mission, especially when their mission is centered on promoting liberty, freedom and liberty.
Yeah, when it's God, family, and country, it's a fantastic mission, and I've been on my mission for a long time, people, and I'm going to keep at it till I breathe my last breath. I'm going to try to be like Tom and What is it? Never quit? What's his slogan?
Oh, quit proof.
Quit proof. I'm going to try to be quit proof. How's that?
Quit proof.
Yeah, do you think we got to be a little more quit proof in America?
We all need to be quit proof in America. We are quit proof. Americans don't give up.
That's who we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Smith, president of LovingLiberty.net. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, who do we got next now?
Mark Herr.
Mark Herr, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you very much, sir, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, you're the brilliant mind that put all these people together, as far as I understand. Is that right?
No. Balance of Nature asked me to come teach their employees our systematic politics civics training last year. And I called Lex Howard up in August, and because he sits on the board for Center for Self-Governance. And I said, hey, Lex, you know, I think we need to get the board together and talk about the leadership vacuum in the United States. And could we get a convention of CSG students and other minds from around the country? And how do we fill the vacuum in the 21st century? And it turns out that Lex and Dennis, they were like, they just like, this is the time. So United We Pledge sprung into action. Lex had been coming here with his family to Montevallo, and they just had this great idea. Let's bring this idea. Let's bring history. Let's bring love of liberty. Let's bring patriotism to the West. Because if you think about it, most of the kids out there in the West, you know, they're not going to be able to afford to come out to New Jersey or Washington, D.C. So what a great idea. Let's bring this to the West.
Yeah, by the way, on a thin dime, it takes about $3,000 per kid to even come out and do it justice, right?
Yeah, you have to have a mine, you've got to have diamonds and gold. But now we've got it in St. George, Utah. It's coming, 76 days, 76 marathons. Tom Jones is going to, he's quit proof. We're going to take it from April 19th, 2022 to July 2nd, 2022. We're going to break ground for the American Village of the West in St. George, Utah. It's fantastic.
How did you learn about all this, Mark?
Well, Lex called me and said, hey, I need you to teach my employees civics. I've been teaching civics now for about 13 years, and we are in 43 states. We got about 6,000 students, and we really believe that in the 21st century, we have an opportunity as a nation to redefine and rediscover leadership. We don't need to live in the past. Here's what I'm really hopeful for. On July 5th, 2026, the day after the 250, I hope it's the great reset of America. I really do. I hope we have climate change unlike anything we've ever seen. I hope that we have light pollution, smoke pollution, fun pollution on July 4th, and the next day we all mutually pledge to each other to keep this great nation intact for the 21st century. I really do.
All right. Now, you mentioned 250, right?
Yeah.
Tell me the significance.
So on July 4th, 1776, we declared independence from the mother country, England, and we've had 250 years since then. What's really significant to me is the 7 years between July 4th and 1783, where we had to secure that independence. It's easy to declare it. I declare my independence. But it's much harder to secure it, and even harder to preserve it.
And by the way, the reason you bring that up is because that was challenged repeatedly, right?
Yes. Oh, and since then, right? It's been challenged repeatedly since then. And we are we're quit proof. I love that. We're quit proof. We've been through the Civil War. We've been through the Civil Rights era. We've been through World War I, World War II. We've been through 1960s. And here we are in presently. We're, as a nation, we're trying to rediscover our culture. We're rediscovering our roots. And so the significance is, in 4 years, we've got the opportunity to change the climate. We have an opportunity to rediscover leadership. And we have the greatest opportunity is to train the next generation of leaders who are going to keep it for many millennia to come.
All right. Now, tell me your position then. You are an educator, obviously, but you're with the Center for Self-Governance, right?
Yes, sir. I'm the president and co-founder, but my real passion is teaching, empowering individuals to discover their leadership in systematic politics. All that simply means is that not everybody has to be elected. I just like Kathy Smith. right? What a leader in the community of Utah. You and your radio show with your team, leading in your community, bringing ideas to be. I just love to train and mentor people in their leadership, help them discover their leadership and bring it out, whether they're elected or not.
And I want to be clear, when we say governance, that's not government, right?
No, governance
is... I want people to understand right. this.
Governance is a thing you do. You govern yourself when you get up in the morning. Think about how hard it is to get out of the bed in the morning, right? This morning, I was like, I just want to sleep here for another hour, right? And the point is, governance is the thing we do inside of ourselves first. And our number one thing we tell our students is, govern yourself. Sorry, now there goes my phone. Govern yourself first, and that the first thing to govern yourself is don't think of government as a person. Think of government as a system of boundaries and controls. That's the first step in governance, in self-governance.
And think of that system as boundaries and controls only for those who don't have enough self-governance. See, if everybody was truly had the self-governance that we really want, there wouldn't really be much need for government at all, now would there be?
Yeah, because if you're governing yourself... If you're governing yourself like the, North Koreans, they think that Kim Jong-un is the government. And look at their day-to-day life. They live as slaves. And here in the United States, it's really important that we think of government as a system of boundaries and controls, because we're on that same pathway right now. And we can turn it around. That's why I'm excited for this next 4 years and the American Village of the West, Tom Jones running 76 marathons. It's going to be so inspirational. For us to learn how to govern ourselves, because in the long run, if we're governing ourselves, we won't need Kim Jong-un anymore.
Wow, that's an extreme example, but I get the point without a doubt. So how did you learn really about Montevallo, and how did you get so caught up with that?
Lex, I had this conversation with Lex, the CEO of Balance of Nature, about leadership in the 21st century, and he said, you know, Mark, I've been going to this American Village, and we don't have anything out here in the West. And so last November, we came out here for a Freedom Summit with high school students and adults from around the country. And we said, you know what? We've really got to take the American Village of the West or the American Village of the East and take it out to the West for all the kids out there.
And when you say American Village of the East, I want to be very clear. It's in the South, ladies and gentlemen. And that's really significant, right, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's very significant. Montevallo is in the middle of rural Alabama. It's a very central location and a fantastic, fantastic place. Everyone needs to come out to Montevallo to see the American Village of the South and follow Tom Jones on UnitedWePledge.org to follow his run, 76 marathons in 76 days. And if you can, guys, show up in St. George, Utah on July 2nd for the groundbreaking of the American Village of the West.
Did you hear I had plans for the 4th of July, and I dumped them, and I recalculated, and I'm going to be there?
No way! You know, one of the things I was thinking, I was going to bring my daughter to Hurricane on July 2nd. I think we're going to run with Tom the last 5 miles.
That's what I'm going to do. I joked about that yesterday, but I'm going to do it. Absolutely.
Come on, Daddy.
Dang right, man.
You going to do it?
I might do 2 miles, not five, though.
I'm actually, I used to run marathons, and I'm like, you know, I might have to run like 500 yards or something.
Yeah. We don't want to pretend we ran it with Tom. What we do want to do is support him all the way.
100%. We want to support it. We want to be inspired by it. And then more importantly, we want to take the inspiration and do something with it in the 21st century.
All right. Give me your website for Center for Self-Governance.
It's centerforselfgovernance.com. You can follow us on all of the major media, social media platforms, and alternative media.
And really, it's all business training, right?
No, it's civics training. It's learning how to become leaders, whether you're elected or not, and keeping our republic.
Civics training for who?
For anybody.
Anybody?
Yes. Old, young, black, white, gay, straight, Christian, not, doesn't matter.
Whoa, you mean we're all God's children and we ought to act like it?
What? That's a novel idea.
Yes, yeah, I like that.
Me too.
That makes me feel happy inside.
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
That makes me feel like there's hope for every one of us.
Amen.
There is?
There is hope. There's hope for America in the 21st century. I'm telling you, today is the shot heard around the world. This shot heard around the world today. We are shooting Tom Jones out of the American Village of the South, and we're going to shoot him in the American, not shoot him, we're going to shoot him to the American Village of the West in St. George, Utah.
All right, there you have it. Now, Mark, what are you, as you kind of tour Montevallo, what stands out to you as the most riveting?
The most riveting is the kids and their immersion, their interaction with the folks that are bringing them the history. You can see it from the very first time they speak with the guy at the courthouse over here. The kids are immersed immediately, and they're stuck the whole day. They've got actions, and it's fantastic.
What do you think the future holds for America? I know a lot of people are down on what they're not up on, Mark.
The future for America is this. We have young kids, families across the nation that are waking up. They want hope. They want change, but they want the kind of hope and change that's going to be prosperity, happiness, and a future.
Mark, God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Mark's got to fly, ladies and gentlemen, because they're about to kick off this event where the shot's going to be fired and Tom's going to take off running, ladies and gentlemen. And we're finishing up our broadcast, which was a lead-in to the event taking place right now live in Montevello, and we've had just in my opinion, a treasure trove of hero guests on the program today, ladies and gentlemen. I am live from American Village in Montevello, Alabama. AmericanVillage.org is the website if you want to learn more, if you want to put together a tour for your loved ones. I'm just telling you right now, it is a place to come and see, a place to behold. I'll tell you what, the patriotism comes alive the second you head out of Birmingham, Alabama, and go south. And you kind of start to get this feeling, and it just grows as you come to the American Village. Now, we talked to Dennis Levitt, who's president of UnitedWePledge.org. That's the organization putting together this nonprofit effort. The United We Pledge is a nonprofit, private, nonpartisan, non-denominational foundation, ladies and gentlemen, established for the very singular purpose of celebrating our shared responsibility and allegiance to the traditional American values which we all hold dear. It's about freedom, family, and faith. And if you want to learn more, if you want to become a volunteer, if you want to get involved with becoming a constitutional law-abiding citizens and more, you can all do that at UnitedWePledge.org. You can also keep an eye on the V2V run starting in just a few minutes. Village to village from Montevello, Alabama to Hurricane, Utah. You can be a volunteer. You can donate to UnitedWePledge.org. Do it today. Then we talked to Tom Jones, the actual runner. This guy is an extreme, well-known athlete, ladies and gentlemen. Does a phenomenal job in the endurance world, but now he's putting his talents towards patriotism. He wants you to understand the sacrifice that it took for our founding fathers to fight for, to give their sacred honor, their fortunes, and a whole lot more to the sacred cause of liberty, to the greatest country on the face of the earth. And Tom is mirroring their legacy in modern times as he starts his run today. His run for liberty is what I call it. But his nickname is Quit Proof, because Tom just does not quit. He's called an enigma by some, very, very unique individual with mind over matter like nobody's business. And then we continued second hour. We talked to Abigail Adams, really an actress with American Village, ladies and gentlemen. Because you know Abigail's not really alive, right? All right, just making sure. And then we talked to our guest, Ryan Murtha, and Ryan is a filmmaker with Tom Jones. They're going to be putting together a reel, I kid you not, a documentary about Tom and his runs and this extreme athlete stuff that he does. It's better than reality TV because it has a cause behind it, the cause, the sacred cause of liberty, patriotism at its best, if you will. We also had our guest on, Kathy Smith, with the Loving Liberty Networks, Loving Liberty Radio Network, and more, lovingliberty.net, talking about her experience and how she got involved. We talked about the Beehive State of Utah, the Olympic State of Utah, best economic outlook for the 15th year in a row. Wow, just imagine if we can use more constitutional currency, honest money, then we'll really realize that dream, won't we? All right, we had a great quality of life, ladies and gentlemen, that we got to understand. We also talked to Mark here. He's president and co-founder of Center for Self-Governance. CenterForSelfGovernance.com to learn more about that. We all need to be self-governed, ladies and gentlemen. If we do, then we can restrict all bureaucrats to their proper role. We can chain them down with the Constitution, and then they can promote God, family, and country with the rest of us. And we shall be the light on a hill that America is known for. George Washington's dream of success will indeed come true. I am Sam Bushman, live from Montevello. God save the Republic.